This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and of course, you can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that's on your mind with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. That allows you to connect with us and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us. Plus, again, toll-free number. Where you can take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So the Trump travel ban, I guess, is back to some extent.
Yeah, it's been modified and it's back.
But there's already, obviously, some conflict in the courts over it. And, of course, we reported on it months ago when he first took office. What was it, a week after Trump took office, that he tried out travel ban number one, was relatively quickly overturned by the courts.
Sure.
And he vowed to try it again with a more robust version of the ban. Well, according to, and by the way, Judge Napolitano is in hot water regarding Trump. Vincent, you're going to be talking about that story coming up here on Free Talk Live. But related to this travel ban story, there's a headline over the weekend from Politico.com that apparently there's some conflict over the travel ban in the Ninth Circuit. Headline here, the story from Politico.com, President Donald Trump's travel ban has triggered an unusually caustic public spat among the judges of the federal appeals court that first took up the issue. The disagreement began...
Is that the Ninth Circuit?
Yes.
Okay.
The disagreement began to play out publicly on Wednesday when five Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals judges publicly recorded their disagreement with a decision of three of their colleagues issued last month.
That's the same circuit that has California,
correct,
is often referred to as the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals.
Right. It's generally considered to be a more liberal court. And so they recorded their disagreement with the decision of three of their colleagues issued last month, refusing to allow Trump to reinstate the first version of his travel ban executive order. The fight escalated dramatically on Friday of last week, with the five Republican-appointed judges filing another withering attack on the earlier opinion, and two liberal judges accusing their conservative colleagues of trying to make an end run around the traditional judicial process. In the new opinion, Judge Alex Kaczynski blasted the earlier ruling for essentially ignoring the fact that most of those affected by Trump's initial travel ban have no constitutional rights, which, of course, is, in my opinion, the wrong interpretation. The Constitution, and we touched on this a few days ago, but the Constitution doesn't specify only people from the United States have rights. It just talks about people. People, period, because of the virtue of the fact they are human beings, have rights, and the U.S. government is supposed to recognize and respect those rights.
I think it's stated incorrectly. So the U.S. Constitution is pretty clear that that the federal government gets to control naturalization.
Mm-hmm.
Naturalization is as close as it can be tied to citizenship, right? It's tied to immigration. It's tied to these things. Immigration isn't specifically mentioned in the Constitution because, frankly,
not.
At the time,
it's a free country.
Well, no, it wasn't a free country.
A lot more free in a lot of ways.
At the time, nations understood the value of people coming in, right? So socialism in its, during the progressive era and that sort of thing, the implementation of socialism in a more broad fashion in around the world made people less valuable. So there are two assets in the world, frankly. There's people power, and then there's sort of the whatever you can draw from the land. And those are the things the governments have traditionally fought over. They want population and they want land. Now, mm-hmm, governments don't want people. And the reason they don't want people is because they have social welfare programs that hand out a bunch of free stuff. They put out a bowl of cat food every morning and then complain that stray cats come to their door. And that is the problem fundamentally.
Well, some of them want that.
Some in the government would want that because
sure
it's, in a sense, importing voters. It's easier to import people to pay taxes, you know, pay the government salaries than it is to have people in the country, you know, have give birth and then they'd have to, you know, lose government money to, you know, go through education and everything. It's much easier just to import people to pay their taxes and fill their coffers.
Well, I don't know that they... I think that, in many cases, the people who support immigration, there's a lot of them that support it simply because it will increase Democratic voting rolls. Okay?
Right. I mean, if they're getting on welfare, then they're not necessarily paying taxes.
I don't think most of them... The numbers don't actually show that immigrants are likely to get on welfare. It's a fear, mainly propagated by the internet and email chains and all this sort of thing. However, it's a completely fair concern and justification. You know, like, people's fears are justified. If you look at refugees and all the things that refugees get, yeah, they get a bunch of stuff. I think that people should be able to flee tyrannical governments and come here to the United States for a better life, as people have done for generations before this. However, I don't think that I should be obligated to give them one shiny nickel.
Right. Well, that would be, you know, an ideal world where we could all individually decide who to help.
That's kind of what the Constitution's supposed to be. I mean, it was, the U.S. government sprung out of the Enlightenment era. This is an era.
Right. And the rights that the Constitution or the Bill of Rights protects are not the positive rights, where a positive right is the idea that you have a right to something, right to some sort of service or product. Whereas a negative right is the idea that you have a right to be left alone, a right to freedom of speech on public property, or a right to bear arms, for instance. So these are all things that you should be able to do that aren't a cost to someone else, whereas a positive right is usually at a cost to somebody else, like, you know, free health care, for instance, or free education. And so anyway, that Bill of Rights is a document respecting negative rights of the populace. And so, therefore, any amount or additional amount of people that are added to the populace should not, in the ideal system, add an extra burden to the government. That is a incorrect interpretation. Just because you're not born in the United States doesn't mean you don't have rights. You're a human being. So, of course, you have rights, and everyone's rights should be equally, you know, respected. But let's go on with the story here.
That's what I was trying to point out is that the Constitution is specific about naturalization and about the federal government's ability to handle that. So, therefore, I would say that a U.S. citizen has a right and or at least a power. Let's call it a power because that's a better terminology. But they'll call them rights oftentimes. It has the power to cross a border in a way that a non-U.S. citizen does not have a power to cross the border into the United States. Does that make sense?
That doesn't have anything to do with the Constitution, though.
All right. Well, yes, it does.
No, naturalization is just a process of becoming a citizen. That's all. You could, in the old United States, prior to the whole immigration bureaucracy, you could come here and live here without becoming a citizen.
It's true.
So naturalization was a choice and an option for you at that time.
But then you had to actually buy property and, you know, live by yourself. You couldn't live off the government's teat.
Yeah, well, that's true as well.
And the Alien and Sedition Act, enacted during Adams's administration, the second president, it was called unconstitutional. Certainly, that's the case. However, it immediately, Alien, points out that they're immediately beginning to control who can come and what they say when they come.
Because those damn Irish.
I'm not sure what who they were upset about at the time.
At some point, it was the Irish.
His opposition, you know, Jefferson, he appealed more to, like, poor farmers and, you know, immigrants who wanted to come over and start sort of, like, smaller farms.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've seen that immigrants are more likely to be entrepreneurial. That's a true
challenge. Interestingly, they didn't do much voting. Washington was voted in with 2% of the electorate.
Really?
Yeah. Now, this is an argument for
me. They voted the first president in? I would have figured he'd have been appointed.
By whom?
the, you know,
that's what the Constitution was written for, man. Okay. No, the Constitution's very clear on how they get voted in. Washington was voted in almost unanimously by electors, and those electors, you know, were voted on by people, but only 2% of the population actually participated, which just goes to show those people that say that, hey, don't vote, it delegitimizes the government.
How'd that work?
Washington seems pretty legitimate.
All right, more on the controversy between the Ninth Circuit over the Trump travel ban. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Join us.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us here toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 3733. And Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, you can do it at Bitcoin.com. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? The Bitcoin.com forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. In fact, Mark, you're wearing their t-shirt tonight. That is why that Bitcoin.com is a one-stop shop for everything that you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. As we continue, you can take control of the airwaves here. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Then we'll talk more about the Ninth Circuit judges that are, I guess, having a public feud, as Politico describes it, over the recent Trump travel ban part due. Let's go first, though, to Tom in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Hello?
You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Hello?
I can't hear you.
Okay, well, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, now I can hear you.
All right.
It's about yesterday afternoon. I was driving home from Nashua to my home in Hudson, and the usual traffic jam, traffic moving very slowly, I saw a woman climbing over the railing on the bridge over the Merrimack River. And I was able to stop my car right there and get out. Because, see, a lot of people are often thinking what to do. And libertarians, of course, have to remember, you don't go calling in gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to deal with a harmless individual. But somebody did. And so, anyway, I'm walking up to her. I ask her if she needs help climbing back over the railing onto the sidewalk, first of all. And then say, you know, I can't really give you much advice if I don't know what it is that's bothering you so much here. You know, like just for example, if you're not having any luck getting a job, then I could talk to you about how to get a job. See, it doesn't really work if, see, you ask them questions. And a lot of these questions are loaded. Just like if I was to ask you if you're hungry, that means you want me to serve you some free food. And it wouldn't really, they don't really necessarily want somebody to just feel so bad that they'll give them, just, let's say, a job. But what was bothering her was that the state took her kid away from her.
Oh, jeez.
And the kid, I asked, is the kid in good hands? And, yeah, she's with the mother. And then I heard the sirens, and of course, being a libertarian, I don't like these gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests being the busybodies. But you see, too many people delegate their own responsibility to the bureaucrats.
You mean the responsibility to help a neighbor in need?
Yeah, the moral responsibility to just talk it to somebody is, who is in such emotional pain that you might not have thought about the other options. And I didn't really have time to think about what advice to give somebody in that particular situation, which would be to talk to her. There's people that, you know, I can look up down at the library for you that can help you deal with, you know, because they do have a lot of horror stories about very lame excuses for taking somebody away from her. But then, let's be honest, you know, if it's partly your fault, then we'll figure out what to do about correcting those deficiencies. You know, I'm hearing the siren, Hudson Police coming over the bridge westbound.
Right, as soon as they get on the scene, they're going to draw down on you and tell you to stand back, probably.
Well, I was astute enough to take her side, showing whose side I'm really on here. I said, by the way, this cop doesn't even have any authority right now because this is a Hudson cop. And you are in the city of Nashua on this half of the bridge. So, which, but then the cop asked me if I know her. No, I'm just trying to talk her down. Yeah, well, I appreciate it. And, of course, the Nashua police are arriving there. And they do have training on how to talk to somebody in that situation, too. And, you know, if I don't know much about first aid and I know that the cops do, then if somebody is bleeding, I stand back and let the cops deal with the first aid because I don't know as much about it as they do.
Right.
So
well,
a
concerned citizenry is always going to be on the case before emergency personnel mm-hmm. are able to arrive. And that's what you did is a wonderful thing, and you were able to help that person. In many cases, you know, as a fireman, I can tell you, sometimes the concerned citizenry bork it all up, and you've got to undo what they've done. So whether the professionals or government paid or not, they're still the professionals. So I hesitate to say, that always just leave it in the hands of the citizens. I certainly don't believe that. But I do think that in most cases, somebody who's on the scene is able to do a great deal of good in the first few instances.
Yeah. What I kind of like CPR before the ambulance gets there to keep
right.
them alive until the ambulance gets there. And now I return to my car, and they got so many police vehicles in the way, then I was just sitting there watching, and of course your audience is in suspense. This would be a really nasty time to take a break while they're in suspense like this about what happened. But when she turned her back, so it's not really that high of a drop anyway, but when she turned her back, they ran in and grabbed her, and they were able to take her in, which is, of course, being sarcastic here, let's say that's always the perfect way to brighten up somebody's day and make her glad to be alive. Is to
throw her into a crazy house or something like that, or wherever it is
and
people.
Drug her. But I still have to admit, even though I call myself a libertarian extremist, that I was somewhat relieved to see, okay, they got her. She doesn't jump. But then, what really is the good of prolonging her agony if she would rather jump? And
the argument, I think, is generally that a person who is doing something like that is just calling out for attention, that ultimately they're wanting to be seen by someone and wanting to be shown an interest.
Pick rush hour.
Yeah. But what I'm curious, though, is it illegal to attempt suicide in New Hampshire? In some states, as I understand it, it is. And so then, not only are you getting collared by the police, you're also getting a criminal charge brought against you. We'll talk about brightening your day. Now you've got a criminal charge against you for trying to kill yourself. Do you happen to know?
Well, what they usually do, from what I hear, is they take you into protective custody mm-hmm. and bring you down to the mental institution for the evaluation, that sort of thing. From what I understand, I don't know that point about here in New Hampshire, but what you got to do is figure out what you would say to them before anyone else arrives at the scene, to tell them what other options. Hey, if you want, I can give you a ride on down to the library and we can look up some people that can help you deal with the bureaucrats and that sort of thing. But and I kept reminding her that her daughter is going to miss. She says that the world is better off without her, and I'm saying, no, your daughter needs you.
Kudos to you, Tom, for doing that, and I think you did the right thing in that instance, and I appreciate the call tonight. Have you been involved in a situation like that before? Whether it was someone you knew or a total stranger, if you want to tell your story, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or maybe you were the attempted suicide, and you're still with us. What happened?
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us here. We were talking about the Trump travel ban and the Ninth Circuit Court having a public spat over the recent edition of the travel ban, and then Tom called in about suicide. So, you know, you can call in about anything that you want. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. One of the interesting things we learned recently on the show, and I don't think either of you were on the night that we talked about it, was that we did a one of the stories that we did recently was about the placebo effect and some, like, 10 really interesting things about it. And turns out that the placebo effect can be used as an antidepressant. So all the antidepressant medication out there that is being prescribed to people is causing a lot of side effects. You can actually give somebody a placebo, tell them that it's an antidepressant, and it'll have the same effect as the actual antidepressant without any of the side effects. So if you know somebody who's feeling suicidal, maybe they need to get on a nice placebo pill. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
I read that placebos are actually getting more effective.
That's true as well. That was one of the...
They're getting more effective.
How much do they charge for a prescription?
It's more effective if they charge more.
Yeah.
If you have to pay more, it's more effective.
That's right.
So this is one of the problems with low copays.
You need to believe in the treatment. They say the most effective or the most important part of the placebo effect is the doctor's bedside manner. So the doctor's ability to convincingly pitch the placebo as an actual medication is one of the most important factors in how effective that it'll be. And we also learned that the color of the pill can affect its effectiveness as well. So, and also depends on kind of the culture and like color preferences also depend on culture and location. But generally, there was certain colors that were more effective for certain things as well. So, it's just fascinating stuff. So, whether you want to talk about suicide or the Ninth Circuit Court, if maybe the Ninth Circuit Court is driving you to suicide, anything goes here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Also, do want to let you know about Jax. It is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's available to you for free. You can go and download it at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or get it at the Google or Apple App Store. It's also cross-platform beyond your phone. You can also get it for Windows, for Mac, for Linux, as well as browser plugins for Firefox and Chrome. So it allows you to access Bitcoin, Ether, Dash. I don't know if they've brought Dash back to the Apple platform, but I've heard they're going to. So maybe if somebody out there has an iOS device, they can inform us about that. But there's multiple cryptocurrencies within this wallet. There's also Shapeshift integration, which allows you to easily change between currencies. So if you have some Bitcoin and you want to turn that into Ether, maybe you're excited about the Dash price that's been shooting up over the last several days, then you can change your currencies from one to another right there in Jax. JAXX.io. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and it's easy to back up the wallet. So if you lose your phone, not a problem. As long as you still have your backup phrase, you're good to go, which means you can easily recover your funds. And Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax.io. JAXX.io. So Politico reporting on a fight between Republican judges on the Ninth Circuit Court and two liberal judges who are accusing their conservative colleagues of trying to make an end run around the traditional judicial process. Kaczynski, Alex Kaczynski, one of the judges on the panel, blasted the earlier anti-travel ban ruling that the court had made previously for essentially ignoring what he claims is the fact that those affected by Trump's travel ban have no constitutional rights, which I disagree with firmly because everybody has rights. Kaczynski's opinion, he said apparently in his opinion, quote, "This St. Bernard is being wagged by a flea on its tail," unquote. He was joined by several other judges in his opinion, which harshly criticized the earlier Ninth Circuit decision for blessing the idea that courts could take account of Trump's campaign trail statements vowing to implement a Muslim ban.
I don't see how they can't. So it's true that presidents can decide to some extent who can come and who can't. It's also true that you can't discriminate based on religion. And I mean, what's he doing? Any court worth its salt is going to look at motive, past statements. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Ian, if every day for a year I say I'm going to chop your head off, and then one day people find you in the studio with no effing head, who's the first person they should look to?
Yeah, seems right. Obvious.
Right. The person who says every day, the person who has previously called you a BAMF and said that they were going to chop your head off. There you go.
Oh, BAMF. I thought you were saying badass.
BAMF.
Gotcha. BAMF. You meant the other
it's
one.
It's a abbreviation for something horrible that happened on air at one point.
Right. So, my colleagues err by failing to vacate this hasty opinion. The panel's unnecessary statements on this subject will shape litigation near and far. We'll quest aimlessly for true intentions across a sea of insults and hyperbole. It will be, as it were, a huge total disaster, Kaczynski said in an apparent tip of the hat to Trump's bombast. That didn't sit well with Judge Stephen Reinhart, who accused his colleagues of trying to affect the ongoing litigation over Trump's redrafted executive order. He wrote, quote, "Judge Kaczynski's diatribe, filed today, confirms that a small group of judges, having failed in their effort to undo this court's decision with respect to the first executive order, now seek on their own, under the guise of a dissent from the denial of en banc rehearing," en banc is the full court, if I'm recalling the terminology correctly, "rehearing of an order of voluntary dismissal to decide the constitutionality of a second executive order that is not before this court. That is hardly the way judiciary functions, peculiar indeed," said the appointee of President Jimmy Carter. Another liberal Ninth Circuit judge, Marsha Berzon, weighed in Friday with a more restrained rejection of her colleague's efforts to undermine the earlier ruling. She wrote, quote, judges are empowered to decide issues properly before them, not to express their personal views on legal questions that no one has asked them.
Yeah.
There is no appeal currently before us, and so no stay motion pending that appeal currently before us either, she wrote, who is an appointee of President Bill Clinton. She further said that all the merits commentary in the dissents filed by a small minority of the judges of this court is entirely out of place. So she's basically saying this guy needs to shut up. He's out of place. It's not a case in front of him. He shouldn't be commenting.
I mean, that's kind of how law works. That's how this is supposed to go. It's not that I don't think that the judiciary should...
He can't have an opinion?
Yeah. I mean, and certainly they're reporting on it.
Berzon added, quote, my dissenting colleague should not be engaging in a one-sided attack on a decision by a duly constituted panel of this court. We will have this discussion, or one like it, but not now, unquote. Kaczynski responded by accusing his liberal colleague of trying to silence the court's public debate on the issue.
I don't think there should be a public debate in courts. That is unseemly, even
it's
by
different.
My standards.
Yeah, it's different.
That's not the way the judiciary has worked for hundreds of years, and I find it unseemly. Maybe I'm wrong on this. I would have to hear arguments to the contrary, but I think that this should be done behind doors, and obviously this guy can't get his way behind doors, so he's going elsewhere.
Kaczynski, well, now the funny thing is he's in the majority on the court, right? So there's five Republican appointees, according to this. It's just that the full court didn't hear the original original case.
I don't think that it shouldn't come down along party lines anyway. It should.
No, it shouldn't.
I think the ruling was a legit one, and it, as far as I'm concerned, it seems legit. Now, are they going to change the way that the Trump administration has changed it? There's a new ban, and there'll be new rulings on that, and whatever. I'm interested in seeing how they go. But it does seem strange, the idea of just shutting down immigration from certain countries. But you could do it in wartime. You can believe that their immigration from Japan was tightly controlled during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not without merit.
There's a little bit more here. The conservative judge shoots back in a moment. We'll share that. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then a former judge, Judge Napolitano, weighed in about, was it the travel ban that got
him? No, it was the wiretapping.
He got in hot water over that. We'll tell you about it coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin, do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. If you support Free Talk Live, one of the ways to do that directly is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. You click into the right, Amazon for you. Get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price when you do your shopping that way. So it makes a big difference for us, and you get the same great prices you're used to. So you don't have to lose anything except for the extra moment it takes to go to shop.freetalklive.com. And even then, you can save yourself some time. If you go to shop.freetalklive.com, click the Amazon that's right for you, just bookmark the landing page, and then just go back to the bookmark from that point in the future, and you'll be good to go, and it'll help us out. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a public spat between some of the judges on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals over the Trump travel ban. The first one, they're arguing about that sort of after the fact and arguing over this new travel ban that has been put into place. And I believe just went into effect very recently. It had like a 10-day delay on it after Trump ordered it instead of the first one, which went into effect right away.
Right. This one, people at airports and stuff.
Yeah, this one took several days. And so some of the judges are weighing in publicly, which is an unusual thing to see happen. And so it's kind of breaking down by the political beliefs of the different appointees, judges appointed by Presidents Clinton and Jimmy Carter, having a spat with one that was appointed by Ronald Reagan, Judge Alex Kaczynski. And Kaczynski responds by accusing his liberal colleagues of trying to silence the court's public debate on the issue, which is basically what one of the other judges was saying, was, hey, we're not hearing this case, so you're out of line by, you know, making all this hubbub about it. He says, quote, my colleagues' effort to muzzle criticism of an egregiously wrong panel opinion betrays their insecurity about the opinion's legal analysis, wrote Kaczynski. In the wake of the Ninth Circuit ruling.
Isn't that the last name of the Unabomber?
Ted Kaczynski.
Kaczynski. Okay. This one's K-O-Z. Okay. So very similar, though.
Okay.
In the wake of the Ninth Circuit ruling, Trump signed a redrafted, scaled-down version of his first order. The second order bans issuance of visas to citizens of six majority Muslim countries for 90 days and shuts down refugee admissions from across the globe for 120 days.
So what he says, the reason for doing this, and I've already given my opinion on what I think of, as far as this judge goes. I think it's bad form to air this out in public, but that's his only recourse, so I'm interested to seeing how that system works. Mm-hmm. I don't imagine it's going to be taken well by his colleagues generally. But Trump says that he wants to put a ban on things until we get a handle on it, so we get some kind of control.
Mm.
And when is this control going to occur? It's not like the
apparently 120 days.
Well, yeah, and that's not going to happen. The idea of refugees isn't new.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of refugees from Muslim countries is not new. The idea of Muslims coming to the country is not new. None of this stuff is new. There's no getting a handle on it. Government's inefficient and it sucks at everything it does. Having it control this isn't going to work any better than it's ever worked before. Donald Trump isn't going to walk in and comb over all the problems that the government has had up to this point. It's not how
it
works.
Why is he doing it? You know, is it just some sort of, is he still in campaign mode here, trying to make himself look like he's doing something?
I can't guess what he's doing, but I can tell you that our electoral system rewards those that campaign best, not those that will lead best. So the best people who are the people most qualified for the job of president are not the people who are necessarily going to be the president.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is only the president because Hillary Clinton essentially attempted to steal the nomination from Sanders. Now, I'm not saying that
she's
she would
Hillary
have won.
Clinton as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, but
even if she hadn't tried to steal the nomination, she would have.
It was very, yeah, very close, Ian, and some people chose not to vote for Hillary Clinton.
That's true.
Based on the fact that she was a cheater.
Right.
And it looks like
she can't help herself.
It looks like Trump may have done some cheating too, with colluding with the Russians. But we'll see on that. His cheating didn't come to light at the time. But nonetheless, it just goes to show that it's the best campaigners that win, and not the best leaders that win.
There's a summary here of what's happened recently. Key parts of Trump's revised travel ban executive order were blocked earlier this week by judges in Maryland and Hawaii. On Friday, the Justice Department appealed the Maryland judge's order to the Richmond, Virginia Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. No appeal has yet been filed to the Hawaii order, which would be appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court. And then there's a different story about this same judge, Alex Kaczynski of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, over at Slate.com, which is a lefty-leaning blog. That last story we had was from Politico.com. I'm not sure what
they're not as bad as Salon.
What, Slate isn't
yeah.
as bad as Salon?
I don't think they're as bad as Salon.
Late Friday afternoon, when few were paying attention, one of the smartest judges on the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals went out of his way to throw Donald Trump a lifeline. In a surprising and late dissent to the 9th Circuit ruling on Trump's travel ban, Kaczynski argued that it would violate the First Amendment to take Trump's campaign statements evincing anti-Muslim animus seriously or literally. That claim may help save the administration.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. In a murder trial, if you, haphazardly said that you're likely to kill somebody today or even name them, that's going to be in evidence.
Yeah.
This is a court. They take evidence. That is patently ridiculous. Smartest guy on the court? Who said he was the smartest guy?
I don't know. The author of this.
What reporter does this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that journalism?
This is Richard L. Hassan.
Is it listed as a blog post or opinion piece, or what's the article listed as?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't.
It's jurisprudence.
This is the state of journalism today, is that everything is an opinion piece to some extent or another.
Yeah, you got to realize that going into it.
I know, but, there's just some articles that do a significantly better job of hiding
neutral.
It. Hiding their lack of neutrality.
There's a way to... in a way, without it being a spreadsheet or an encyclopedia article, just showing the facts. Mm-hmm. And then if you think, you know, you could choose which facts to leave out, choose which pictures you take to leave out, and it's difficult, right? It's difficult not to put it into a slant.
It's not to let your bias in.
Yeah, but not everything is neutral in
life.
It can't
be.
You're taking
your journalism class right now, right?
Yes, he's in college.
And what was the quote you shared during the break?
Oh, it wasn't verbatim, but there's a sentiment that students have that, here, we're going to change the world by adding this fact, right? By choosing which fact. That's a sentiment some people have.
And I'm...
Your teachers, you mean?
No. Students, a lot of students there. I remember someone asked a professor, she said, in interviewing someone, if we don't like what they're saying, if they have an offensive opinion, are we allowed to criticize them during the interview? And even the professor... is like, no, where'd you get that? No. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, good. It's not talk radio, it's an interview, right?
News article. Exactly, yeah.
I was listening to NPR. They were talking about the value of their journalism while they're doing their fundraising. I guess it's fundraising week or month or year.
I heard some of that this morning, actually.
Apparently they've had their funding threatened, and now they're using it as a cudgel. It's great. They're probably going to get more fundraising done more quickly because
Trump's going to pull our funding. We need more.
Right. So I mean, it's good for them in that fashion. I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen with Trump's budget proposal, but nonetheless, they were talking about the integrity of their journalism, and not to say I disagree with that statement. I think NPR is a great product, but I was thinking, you know, to me, journalists don't even address the issues. They never, even when doing a story on monopolies, for instance, they will never point out that the government itself is a monopoly. So it's a monopoly enforcing monopoly laws, which is funny. And you'd think one journalist somewhere would mention this, but they don't, because they don't know. They don't know. I'm happy to inform any of them come around, but they don't. You know, they don't. The they've got a different axe to grind.
The best you're going to get is a journalist who's willing to publish your opinion that the government is a monopoly.
Yeah.
So every now and then
it's not an opinion. I mean, the government is a monopoly, or at least a cartelized hierarchy.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I'm just, you know, I'm telling you that a good journalist is not going to put their opinion in the story if they can avoid it.
It's not an opinion.
Yeah, it's an objective fact.
It's an objective fact. The government is a monopoly that claims a use of force in a given geographic area. It's the GD definition of what a government is. I don't care if they see it. If they can't see it, they're fools.
They, you know, it doesn't appear like a monopoly.
Barack Obama is quoted from 2007 saying that the nation state, what separates the nation state from other things, is a monopoly on
violence.
Force.
Yeah.
Or violence, or whatever he says.
That's what he said. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yes, Mark, but it's their monopoly. They voted for it. They're part of it, so it doesn't feel like the same thing.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.